Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. So excited to be with you here for episode 4. So we have been deep in my story. You know, I wanted to start this new podcast out with you to let you know a little bit more about my story and walk you through that. And, you know, it's really kind of a 3-part story. So we talked about the beginnings, about how I was this crazy entrepreneur even as a kid, right? And many of you probably related to that. You had some entrepreneurial kind of genes in your life and your family maybe as well. And then part 2 was all about building blocks. So some of the things that I learned that kind of got me to the place of considering a dad hustle. And really, you know, if we want to break it down here, I want to make sure y'all are on the same page here. So a dad hustle is basically you're a dad and you have a side hustle, right? And they need to coexist. They need to both have a big part of your life. And one can't overtake the other. Well, in the last episode that we just talked about, episode 3, I was sharing with you how, you know, my side hustle really was taking over my life. So much so that, there was one Sunday afternoon where I told my son, you know, I didn't want to play with him. I didn't want to spend any time with him. I had to get working on my side hustle, which is just so ridiculous when I think back on it now. But, you know, that whole moment, and I truly believe most everything happens for a reason, right? And that moment really set me on the course to try to figure out, you know, how I could figure out a better way to do this. I had to figure out a better way to side hustle at this point. It was just taking too much time. I was not making the money that I wanted to make. It just wasn't worth it. It almost felt like a second job. And, you know, many of you maybe have felt that way before, where you're side hustling and it feels like a second job. So I was really looking for breakthrough. And this is kind of a story of breakthrough that, you know, happened over a series of years, really. And I don't know if you've ever been in the situation where you have read something or seen something, but you haven't taken action on it because you just weren't ready. But it planted a seed in your head that you later kind of went back to when you were ready, when you'd gone through those things in your life that you had to go through in order to be ready to put whatever you learned into action. Well, that's what happened for me. So I remember it distinctly. I actually just moved back from New York City, my wife and I was at the gym. I was working out. I was reading Entrepreneur magazine. This is back before, you know, I was listening to Audible and, you know, listening to a lot of things in my earbuds. But I was reading. I was reading Entrepreneur magazine as I tried to run fast on the treadmill, which is never easy when you have small print that you're trying to read. But I remember I flipped to this kind of advertorial, and it featured this guy named Brendan Burchard. And, you know, if any of you are familiar with Brendan's work, he's just great. I mean, he's changed a lot of people's lives. But Brendan Burchard, he's talking about how you can make money from your own expertise. And at this point, he was running this event called Experts Academy, where he taught you how to make money from your own expertise. And it's interesting because he actually had written a book. It was a New York Times best-selling book called The Millionaire Messenger, all about this. And I remember reading that. I was like, you know, that looks like a really interesting book. I'd love to read that. And I never got around to it. And I kept building this conference side hustle on the side. So I kept having these speakers come and doing these events and everything that I told you about in the last episode. And it's not until 2018 now, after a completely miserable, horrible set of events that I did. I mean, this was horrible. It was early December where we did an event in, we were in LA, we were in Pasadena, we were in Phoenix, we were in Las Vegas, and there was like no one showing up to these events. It was such a waste of time, huge waste of money. And just kind of a total failure. And actually, I went on this trip with my business, kind of a really great colleague in business, Louis Tangway. And he is big in the event business now. He does a lot of great events. He owns a company called App Growth Summit, actually, and does some great work for small business owners as well. He was super supportive, right? He was a great guy. But we had so many conversations on that trip about how, oh my gosh, you got to figure out a new way to do this because it's clearly not working, right? And, you know, then fast forward a few months, my wife and I are on a cruise ship. And this is like 4 months after we just gave birth to our third kid, Tallulah. So we left her with the grandparents. We needed to get away. We needed some time away. We were not doing very well at this point. She basically said, you know, you gotta hang up all these side hustles. This is ridiculous. It's taking up so much time. You need to be present with our kids. So we went on this trip just to kind of get some time together again, to reconnect. And we're sitting on the pool deck. And, you know, I'd read about this Brendon Burchard like years earlier, back in 2013, so like 5 years earlier. And then I just happened to pick up his book prior to this trip. And I pulled it out and I started reading it. And this is when everything kind of clicked for me. It was like, Jeff, you have to do this. Like, you've lived enough of your life now and you've learned enough that you can share your expertise with people and help them. And I was thinking to myself, what do I know? What do I know really well that I could help people with? And it turns out, like, my wife is a real estate agent, and I actually got my real estate license as well. And I also know digital marketing like the back of my hand. I mean, I have my master's degree in digital marketing. I was like, I wonder if I created a business where I could teach real estate agents how to do better digital marketing. So I started sketching things out there. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, I could either do that, I could teach that, or I could teach people how to start a side hustle. And it's funny because at that point I was like, well, I'm going to put this side hustle thing on the shelf because I'm still learning how to do that, right? I'm still learning how to have success there with everything else in my life as well. But I said, you know what, this real estate thing could totally work. This real estate marketing thing could totally work. So that's where I started putting my energy. And I started charting out all the information. But it's funny how your mind sometimes tells you that you're not ready. Like back in 2018, I could have launched this thing. I could have totally been ready. I don't know why. It's almost like imposter syndrome, right? Where you tell yourself you're not ready. Well, instead, I was like, oh, I got to do more research. I got to learn more about this. So I bought like a $2,000 course on this, how to launch your own, online course business. I spent so much time and money learning. And it's good. Don't get me wrong. Learning is super important. But sometimes we just go in kind of this learning mode and we stop taking action. And that's kind of what happened for me. So there's a good chunk of time here where I decided I wanted to do this, and then actually doing it leads me to 2020. So it's 2020. It is at the height of COVID. Everyone's like, I mean, it's in the middle of the summer, right? Everyone's in their homes. They're staying away from large groups. There's all of these different issues at play at that point. It was a tumultuous summer, as you all remember. Keep in mind, too, I lived in Minneapolis, so that added a whole nother layer with George Floyd and all those things that were happening. People were really starting to think about, they're taking a look at their own lives and realizing what really mattered. Well, during this time, I'm like, okay, I've got to take action now. You have taken, Jeff, what? 2 years, basically, of study now to launch this thing. You got to do it. Like, you have to do it. So I just took the plunge and I said, okay, I'm going to build the website for this thing. I'm going to teach people how to do better digital marketing in their real estate businesses. And I'm going to create a membership experience. So I actually created an online membership course or a membership experience that people could opt into. And I launched it. I launched this thing. And it is so interesting what happened. Because after all this work, all this studying, all of this, you know, second guessing myself for 2 years, I launched this thing. And I remember, you know, we launched a couple days. I looked after the first day and I was already, you know, a few dozen members had joined this thing, right? By 48 hours, I had over 30 members joining this thing. And, you know, membership for this was $49 a person per month. So think about that. You know, that's not a huge fortune, but even 30 people times $49 a month, that's a good chunk of change every single month to come through that side hustle. And before you know it, fast forward a few weeks later, we were touching thousands of people in this little side hustle, this little online side hustle. And all I was doing is having a special speaker come and speak to these members every month. That's all I was doing. So it's very low maintenance. I wasn't, you know, spending hours and hours and hours planning these events like I had been in the past. And I realized this is the ticket. This online, it's a fully online digital membership community. This is the ticket. This is what works. This is finally a smarter side hustle for me. And as a dad, I can now take the time that I should be taking with my kids. I can spend time with them. We can go on vacations. I don't have to worry about the business. I can have the business work for itself and continue to work. Even when I'm sleeping, this thing is making money for me. I'm bringing in more members. I'm enjoying my life more. This is finally enjoyable. And it was game-changing for me. I learned through that experience that all you have to do here is figure out what you're smart in, what you're an expert in, and teach on that thing. Create some digital assets, create some experiences for people, and there is a group of people that want to learn what you have to teach, what you have to share with them. That's all you have to do. And that was my big epiphany. That's what I learned and put into practice firsthand at the height of COVID. I'm making this kind of money. And I realized then I have cracked the code. And there is a reason why I have spent years trying to learn this stuff, because I'm made for something even bigger than this. This is great. This is an awesome, awesome thing. But I am made for something even bigger than this. Because if I can create and document what I've done here, I can actually help other people do the exact same thing. And that is what I did. I created a framework to help anyone do what I did with this thing. And I have since tested this framework and it works. And I'm going to share with you what that framework is in tomorrow's episode. So make sure to tune in. I'm going to share with you my smarter side hustle framework that is perfect for dads when you are busy, when you have so many things going on in your life, when you have so many priorities pulling at you, but you still want that opportunity to build something that's truly yours. To build something that's going to give you more impact and influence and income. So I am so excited to share with you that tomorrow. That is my framework, my smarter side hustle framework. I'm going to share with you that tomorrow on tomorrow's episode. But this is just an example. You know, these last three days of sharing with you my story is just one example of thousands of other people who have figured this out. They've cracked this code. And we have an opportunity now in our community to build a community of 1 million men that are fathers, taking the time to invest in themselves and build something truly amazing. Think about a million people putting out their expertise into the world and the impact that we all can have. That's what we're trying to do through this Smarter Side Hustle project, through this Dad Hustle project. And I'm so excited about it. So get ready. That's coming up tomorrow. In tomorrow's episode, the Smarter Side Hustle Framework. But until then, keep dad hustling. There are big things ahead for you. I am so excited for you. This is going to be a great day, and I cannot wait to reconnect tomorrow. Thank you so much. Talk soon. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.